afternoon, KN4 TFW.
Fine, just had some homemade oatmeal cookies, and they were fantastic. This is NZOTR. My name's Tom, and storms are approaching over here in northern Greer.
I'm headed, and I'm over here by Haywood Road, and I see that the storms are coming for sure. And that the name here is Ken, Kilo Echo November.
Oh, I was just looking up some doctor's appointments here, Ken, on that my chart thing, and walked outside and seen it was going to rain, it looks like. Hope we can use some here. And I hurried up and moved the car down into the garage. And, because I washed it just a few days ago. Not that the rain's going to hurt it. But it's been pretty hideous out. It was about 100 in the sun, and now it's down to 82. So, the barometers fell just a little bit. So, it's definitely threatening.
84 here, just top of the hill there at Haywood Road. I could see the rain off in the distance. Probably be raining on it here. I mean, just a minute or two, maybe by the time I get to East North Street.
Roger on that. Where are you headed to?
Headed over to Fairview Place, kind of over there by the Ingles on 290.
Well, we just live back east of there on, you'd go up 101 from the Cunningham Fire Department, two streets, and back over to the east a few blocks.
At all. Yeah, I've been up that way a bunch, headed out to the land convenience stump out that way and everything. So, yeah, we're not far at all.
Here comes the rain. Man, is it buckets. That's great. We sure need it. It's been hot for about 3 days here without any, and I didn't want to have to water the lawn. But, yeah, Ken, we're not far apart there at all. We just live south of that corner where the weenie shop is, I call it, the hot dog place. I'd say a mile, and then back east on Brown Road.
Yeah, what are you talking about? I don't ever water my grass because I did the first year we moved in, but we're on that Greer water, and they charge you a sewer for all the water you use, and so it was cost me an extra $100 a month just to water the grass so I could mow it twice a week, and I decided that wasn't going to happen.
That's not too economically sound, is it? Yeah, I've heard that. Well, we're on the Blue Ridge. Now, if you got one of those automatic watering systems, they got to put in a separate meter for you and cost you another, I don't know, it's been years since I looked, but something like $400. And then they charge you for two water meters. We just stick those tripod things out and water. We got fescue, and it does not like hot weather. So every now and then we do have to water some.
I got on the Edwards Road, and here's the rain.
Well, the wife's got something for me to eat over here for lunch, so, or dinner, lunch, a combination for us. So I'll let you go, Ken. Been nice hearing you. You better keep your eyes on the road in that rain, and stay safe. And I didn't get the call, but I got the name. And this is NZOTR Clear.
All right, Tom, well, it was good talking to you, and I'll catch you another day. I'll say 73, and this is KN4TFW, and I'll be clear.